See, this thing about being lazy and using old projects to do new projects, this is what happens. Now look, you had to clean out this whole thing now. You don't even know what order this is. Yo, it's very awkward. I don't actually know what episode this is. Anyway, we're here now. Okay, start the episode. Okay. Hey there. That was weird. Okay, anyway, sorry. Hi, this is a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode... Okay, look, so the reason the numbers are jumbled is because I've recorded episodes for in between the letters. The only thing is I've gotten into my creative overthinky bag. So now it's a weird thing where, like, technically this is episode... Wait, hold on. I'm actually going to do this properly like a grown-up. Hold on. Hold on. Where is my podcast? Hold on. Okay. Technically. Nah. It's episode... Hold on. Yeah. This is episode 23, if you count the trailer. No, 23, if you don't count the trailer. 24, if you do. I think. Between 23 and 24, guys. I just need to say it because, like I said, it's tradition. Actually, you guys don't know that I have to say it because it's tradition, because I haven't posted that episode. It's a mess. We're living in alternate worlds. Let's try that again. Okay. Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. Thank you for listening. Okay. So I had promised once upon a blue moon to read you guys my future me letters. It turns out that the interval on my future me letters is I sent them to arrive on the 29th of every month. Now, as we know, the 29th was 13 days ago. Even Google is judging me. 13 days ago. Well, actually, you guys are going to see this on Monday, which means that it will be 14 days ago. I don't know. Today is a day. Anyway, so y'all. So I sent this guy on the 8th of July. Because I think I did them back to back, because the last one was sent from the 7th. I did a bit of a read through, but, you know, we try and keep the reactions fresh. I just wanted to see if there was anything stupid that I probably should have cut. But, you know, whatever. Let's leave it in, because why not? You're listening. We're here. Okay, cool. So let's go straight into it. Okay. Dear future Tracy Lee, this is letter 2 of 13. You know what it is. Also, I forgot to save the template before sending the first one. It gets better from here. Also, technically this letter is one of the 12 months. One for the 12 months. The last one was a personality and me check-in. So consider this the template. I literally said that because of the fact that I was like, it's already sent. I can't bring it back. Anyway. Things to remember. I love you. Jesus loves you. God has got you. I'll say it. I love you. Jesus loves you. God has got you. So Jesus loves me. God has got me. I have to say it. I force myself to do affirmations, apparently. Anyway, let's go. All right, let's jump in. Today was a good day at work. I finished my first big task and God has been good in that arena. I watched this video on Better Together and I think it would be good to watch it again. So the video is, I mean, let's just keep reading the letter and we'll explain what the video is. Anyway, it made me feel better about the fact that I'm not okay, but God is okay with me not being okay and just needs me to trust him enough to not let that change my relationship with him. Super encouraging. And honestly, I pray you never lose sight of the fact that he is in control and it is all for your good, as hard as it may seem at times. Speaking of the bigger picture, this letter is to remind you to remember it. It is the only way you are going to make it. Remember that oxalayo, God has a bigger plan for you. You may not get it or even see it, but having some kind of blind faith will save a lot of heartache and anxiety. Oh, past me is so sweet. Oh, anyway. I hope you have started your data camp lessons and are using Create Studio to make some cool stuff. If not, let's get on with that, shall we? She's so judgy. Okay, look. So I have started my data camp lessons. So yeah, she must also back off. Actually, I got my first Python. Yeah, Introduction to Python. Finished my first course. So, HLI Tracy. Chief things. Also, I started my next Python course. So, come on. I'm halfway through my AI course. So, yeah. Have I created anything with Create Studio? No. We'll get to it. Anyway. Mostly because I have a vision for us, and it is either to create something that changes lives or create something that changes my own. So learn it so that we can do that. If I don't make something cool for the masses, let's at least make something that makes being me, being the me I want to be, a little easier.
Aww.
And then there's a couple ideas of the things I could build. So like a journal, something for my podcast, using Create for socials and stuff like that. Look at her giving me ideas. I love this girl. Look at her. Also, I've been listening to a thought piece YouTube, Khadija and Mina Lay. So yes, this is actually the thing that triggered. I'm not sure if I said it on an episode I've posted about, you know, the video essays. No, I did. So yeah, this is when I think I went back into that hole. Anyway. Perhaps thinking of using potential to create something like that. Perhaps using Create without having to shoot a video. Look at her giving me ideas. Also, cinema therapy. So good. Yeah, cinema therapy bangs, guys. Like, when you have a second, you have some time in your life, go on YouTube, type in cinema therapy. It's so cute. It's like, well, it's not cute, but like, it's two gents. And like, it's the host who's like a film something or other. He's in the business. And his friend, who's a licensed therapist, and they literally watch like movies and shows and stuff, and they like therapize it. So good. Anyway, next. Also, as well, let's definitely think about how we're going to pull off a review channel again. Okay, so, the girl in July, she had lots of plans. I also just wanted noted that technically this girl is in Korea. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's talking to a girl in Korea. I'm still in South Africa. So, like, I still had to deal with my nonsense first, okay? I haven't fully recovered from the fact that I wasn't where I was supposed to be. So we all just need to pull ourselves towards ourselves. It's actually crazy how much you grow in a short space of time. Like, I'm like, I completely relate to this girl. I know who she is. Like, the last letter was so far away, and it was me shouting at myself, but like not fully like believing it. I don't know how to explain that, but like, it's like this version of me telling me to be a different version of me, even though I'm still the same version of me that wrote the letter. You get what I mean? So like, we're saying be a girl we're not yet, and we're both talking to each other. It's kind of weird. It's like preaching to the choir vibes. So that one was a little bit preachy to the choir energy, but this one is kind of cute. I like this one. Anyway, sorry, there's more in this letter, by the way. I'm just here commenting. Anyway, cool. Today was a day of inspiration, and I hope you're using this letter as a reminder that we need to keep going for us to keep the sads away. Do not sleep on the girl God made you to be.
Aww.
Damn it, I'm sweet. Anyway, on another note, things to get done if you haven't, cause life. Church, how are your check-ins with your discipler, your accountability partner, and your junior? Catch up with mom. Have you sent her a frame update? Also, put on to-do list now that you're settled. Schedule when you're going to contact the OMF team to join a missionary or conference and figure out what you're going to do for mom's birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, guys, I had things I needed to achieve, eh? It's actually funny. And I still have to achieve these things, which is just hilarious. It's just reading these letters is quite funny. Anyway. Other than the above, I hope you're loving it in SK. You have visited a Gangnam village by now. Beach by now. And you don't have any useless friends. You can still break up with them. It's early. Hint, hint. I like this girl. You don't have any useless friends. You can still break up with them. Hint, hint. This girl, she's a mess. I love her. Also, it's your birthday soon. Please do something you love. You're in Korea for your 33rd birthday. Do something to celebrate how far you've come. It's giving, heading to Seoul and buying something dumb at SM Energy. Okay, now look, ne? I need everybody to focus for a second. I am going to do this. Just not this, obviously, because I'm not in Korea and SM is not like around the corner from me. Well, not around the corner, because SM still would have been like a 2-3 hour like bus ride or whatever. But in this case, yeah, I haven't done that. What did I buy myself on my birthday? I actually did. I bought myself a cell phone. I'm actually acting as if I didn't buy myself something big. I bought myself a cell phone, so I still bought something dumb. Yes. I don't disappoint past me. But yes, so that, I guess that's going to have to shift over to my 34th birthday. Awkward. Anyway, things to remember. I love you. Jesus loves you and God has got you. Tracy Lee loves you. Jesus loves me and God has got me. P.S. Have we gotten any new clothes yet? What is our new aesthetic giving, I wonder? It better be cute. Threatening tone. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, yeah, guys, that was the letter. That was letter two. So I think with this guy, it was more, because literally this letter was coming, what, because the 29th, 30, 31. Yeah, it was going to arrive 2 days before my birthday, which it did. Not a corner. It arrived 2 days before my birthday. It's just the fact that, obviously, at that point, I thought I would be deeply engrossed in, like, for life. You know what I mean? Which is interesting. Yeah, guys, that's letter number two. I am going to say, though, because technically I haven't left and I haven't become the girl she's talking to, I completely understand the girl who's writing. I don't know if that's a sad thing or a happy thing. I don't know, because I'm actually in a really good place, weirdly enough. I thought I would be more bummed. I just think a lot has happened. Like, God has really been like working in my heart and my mind in the past like month, you know. Like, he's just been like, babe, if you let go of the nonsense you think you need, just look around and see what I've given you, you know. And obviously this sounds so like, oh my gosh, of course God gave you the, you know, but it really does feel that way. And I'm in a good place, y'all. I like it here. I think I like this little life as the internet would do. Anyway, that was letter two, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to me talk to myself in a room like a crazy person. This has been a Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I hope this podcast and I live up to our potential. Thank you for listening.